Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. The big kahuna, Jeff Bliss, is Pacific Watch. Special report. The news from CNN. Veteran Brazilian surfer Marcio Freire died while practicing toe-in surfing on the giant waves in Nazar on the central coast of Portugal. Support staff on jet skis managed to get the 47-year-old to the beach, but all attempts to revive him failed. Freire was one of three Brazilian surfers who became known as the Mad Dogs after conquering the giant wave Jaws in Hawaii. They featured in the 2016 documentary Mad Dogs. I welcome Kahuna himself, who instructs me about surfing and these technical terms I'm learning. First, good evening to you, Jeff. Jet skis tow you to a wave. I didn't know about this before. Why do they do that? Is it useful?
Good evening, John. Yes, it is useful. In some cases, it's the only way to get up enough speed to be in the wave. These waves are so massive that unless you're right in front of them in the death zone, so to speak, there's no way you could actually get into the wave. So you get a jet ski that's towing you at 30 or 40 knots, depending on how big and how souped up it is. And it pulls you in just like a water ski. These boards are about 7 feet or so long, which is quite a departure from the old thinking that you had to have a board that was probably 11 or 12 feet long, specially shaped to ride big waves, like in Hawaii, that you could paddle. But these are shorter, and they're built specifically for big wave surfing. They even have these holds that you can slip your feet into, somewhat like a water ski. And then the jet ski pulls you, gets you up at enough speed. You let go of the handle, and then you're in the wave with speed. So you're moving in with the speed of the jet ski, and then you pick up the momentum of the wave, and you're off. And these waves are, for lack of better terms, monsters.
All right, let's begin with a little monster called Jaws in Hawaii. I watched the video that you directed me to. This is when the deceased and two of his colleagues surfed together, riding the top of a wave called Jaws. And they were towed to that, and then they rode in. And then another time, they weren't towed to it, or at least the presentation was. They weren't towed. They did it on their own. That Jaws that I'm looking at, is that considered a big wave?
It is. It's considered one of the biggest waves on the planet that you can actually ride. And it was quite an accomplishment when they were able to tow in. But then when they were able to find ways to paddle into some of these waves, and it even happens in Nazar in Portugal, it happens from time to time that they can do this. That is an even bigger accomplishment. You know, for a while there was a split in the surfing world. Is you're being towed in or you're paddling in the traditional way. If you're being towed in, you're just really a water skier. And there was a lot of disparaging things were said about the people. But then as time went on and they saw what people could do on these big waves and how big the waves were that they were challenging, that respect came flooding in literally. But there's still this thing about if you can paddle into one of these big waves on your own, that's a whole different level. You know, we're not going to make fun of or disparage the people that get towed in. They're great. They're elite surfers. But if you can paddle in, you kind of rise into those ranks of legendary. And that's what the late Marcos Freire was, as well as his friends, the Mad Dogs, and a number of other big wave surfers. It really is kind of the mark of a great big wave surfer if you can paddle into it.
I was impressed how big it was. But now we're going to a place where apparently the waves are bigger. In fact, I read that the record in this place, Nazar, Portugal, is someone was able to ride in an 86-foot-high wave. Jeff, that's, what is that, 7 or 8 floors? You fall from that height. Well, we understand. However, Freire was skiing in the Nazar, and it's a special wave because it's not predictable. What does that mean?
It's not predictable in that there are most breaks that you go to because of the shape of the bottom of the floor or the typical currents that run through there or the storm swells they typically get. you can tell the way the wave is going to break, how big it'll be, how soon it will close out. In other words, it'll collapse over you. And so, you know, that's why certain breaks or certain places, beaches, are popular, because people say, well, I know how to surf that. I surfed it a year ago. I surfed it 10 years ago. For myself, I have three or four beaches in California that I love to go to because I know exactly how that wave is going to break, depending on its size, what the wave will be like in intensity. But Nizar can surprise you. Yes, you'll have a big wave, but then something comes through that deep, you know, offshore underwater canyon, and it pops up when it hits the shoreline there, and it is massive. And when I say massive, I've seen countless films and photos of surfers on this Nizar wave, and you are having a hard time picking out the surfer because the wave is so massive. Finally, you see it because the surfer who's crossing the face of the wave leaves a trail behind them, like a boat wake or a contrail. That's the only thing that you can see. And then finally kind of pick up this little dot going across the wave. These waves are bigger than buildings. I mean, they're bigger than city blocks. And so it's a race against time to get in front of that wave. And because it's so unpredictable, you might get one wave where you had that chance to get across. The next time it breaks a lot quicker because of the changing conditions. That may have what brought Marcio to his final surfing session.
Jeff, this is, I understand, daring and challenging, but I learned from the tribute to the deceased that he never earned very much money. He had to fill his travels with working in, say, bars or restaurants. There was no big sponsor for him. Is this a prosperous pursuit, a sport?
In smaller wave surfing, there are some surfers that make very good money. They're professional athletes. They have a professional league, the World Surfing League, and they get great endorsement money. But these people who are big wave surfers are breed unto themselves. And while they do have contests that can pay tens of thousands of dollars, and some of them do get endorsements, for the most part, they're kind of living hand to mouth. It's really an existence where, as you point out, they might go somewhere where there are big waves, such as Hawaii or Nizar. One of my nephews was in Australia for a while, and he was working as a bartender when he wasn't out in the water. And so you see this a lot in that kind of that area, that genre of surfing. And they're just trying to make ends meet because for them, it's about more than the big money. As a matter of fact, some of them will say, well, money ruins pro surfing. I'm here for the soul surfing. I'm here for the adventure. And some of them, you know, do get some money at contests or get some endorsements, but it's not going to make any of them rich. It's going to help them get by. And that's the best they can hope for.
And the surfing community, the surfing people, they have these tributes when someone dies. I think you participated in one. You told me about it, where everybody paddles out together. It's like a Viking death.
In a way, it's got more aloha to it, as they would say in Hawaii. Everybody paddles out. They usually, you know, are wearing a Hawaiian flower lay around them. And then they go out to the water and they form a circle sitting on their board, sometimes holding hands, sometimes just sitting there together. And everybody talks story, as they say in Hawaii and other places. You tell your story, how you knew this person, what they meant to you, how they inspired you. And then after everybody's done, they typically cast their flower lays onto the water in the circle, and then they splash quite a bit, kind of signify, you know, we're all still surfing. He or she's still surfing. And it's really a beautiful, touching experience, a different kind of memorial service.
And we can anticipate there'll be some tribute like that to the deceased surfer, Marcio. Jeff Bliss is Big Kahuna, Kahuna Watch. Jeff, one little detail. A worldwide reporting, does this make more people want to be surfers? Do you think it's a recruiting moment that people appreciate this man died doing what he loved?
I think there are always a few people that are ready to pick up, you know, the mantle of that person, or even, if you want to say, a challenge, a gauntlet. But big wave surfing is really kind of self-selecting. You really don't just jump into it. It's a process of moving up to that. You know, you have to be really very adept at the lower levels. You have to be what they call a waterman, somebody who's, you know, able to master themselves and the ocean together. And It's quite a process of getting to being a big wave surfer. But I definitely think these types of things inspire people, not the deaths, but you know, when they see them big wave surfing, to try smaller swells, you know, just down the street from their house or on a trip as a tourist to Hawaii or something. There's still something magical about seeing people skimming across the water.
Jeff Bliss, the Big Kahuna is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.